Hello, this is Brenda Broom Kruko for Voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I'm with my daughter.
Hi, Hannah.
And we were talking a little bit, Hannah, about Hannah in the Bible, how she, how God used her to birth the Messiah, to bring the Mashiach in, and that bloodline that had to be pure, that pure seed, that Jesus Christ needed a body, and that God prepared for him a body through Mary, right, Hannah? How important
yes.
that was.
Yeah, very important.
And you know, when Mom every year she speaks at Champions for Christ, and it's always really good. God always seems like he drops a message in her every year, and the same for this year. And this year's message was about the callings, and about Samuel, which was Hannah's son. Do you have something
Champions
to say?
Champions for Christ is a youth rally that my uncle does, Uncle Chip, and he has youth come and she speaks. So it's for young people.
Yeah, it's and so she taught on, she said the Lord gave it to her, you know, supernaturally. She didn't even hardly preach much. But I remember, Hannah, the Lord told me to name you Hannah before I even knew I was pregnant. Actually, 2 years before you were born. And that name just kind of fell in my heart. And so, anyway, I named you that. and the Lord said you would, you know, he would use you in prayer. And that's certainly been the case. You've been praying since you were 3 years old. So it's your place in Christ. You're very comfortable in that place praying. And so when Mother taught on the callings and Samuel and how he would say, how he learned to hear the voice of the Lord, you know. Of course, we had the Lord inside of us, the Spirit. But he had that special calling on him, and he saved his nation in a time where it was in a really bad place. But Samuel was able to anoint a king, David, and what God brought through him. And so it's exciting. It's exciting. So anyway, we were praying. Mom taught on this, and there was such an anointing. And I think that the anointing, you know, the spirit of love and the Jesus' spirit of sweetness and kindness and all of the fruits of the spirit that are in Christ was just operating. But it was a very deep, but at the same time, it was very deep. And that's all I know how to explain it. But as you got to praying, Hannah, and as the Lord was using you, here are some words that you said, and you were praying for the young people all over the world. You said, people of this generation, for their destinies, call them like you called Samuel. Every chain is broken. Deliver them from the ways of the world, depression, oppression, suicide. Don't override the voice of Jesus. Rise up and do what God has called you to do. And then Billy, my mom, laid hands on the young people who were called into the fivefold ministry, and so many came up, like I mentioned. And then my brother Chip and Mom operated beautifully. You can get this on our archives, and it would be July 31st, and I encourage you to, there was such an anointing on this, and this is such a timely message. And Chip gave the tongues and Mom interpreted, and it was for these young people. And it was, think not that this is strange, this thing of great import. Heaven's court is in session. A gavel is about to fall. Time of the end is about to be completed. I am making a call for those who need to see light in the dark places. Yes, China, bars, clubs, but also rooms in people's homes and families that are dark. I am breathing the spirit of light into those places as never before. I'll send this light through you. I've called you as laborers. Did I not say they will share a reward as though they had been in the field for all those years? You speak of signs and wonders, and they are listed in the book of Acts. But Paul and Peter did not see what your eyes will see. The greater glory and miracles are reserved for this last hour. This glory will rest on you and minister through you in this last hour and last time. Men shall see me function through you. Isn't that wonderful? That's what it's all about,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Letting him function through us. These standing here are symbolic of those in your country who are hearing my call plainly, and they will go through the glory of the Lord. Give me your ear and your time, for you are mine. Everything that is down there will receive the glory. May you never eat the devil's bread. There is victory in the camp of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shehanna, I just sense right now a spirit of prayer. A spirit of prayer for our young people and for people that may not be young in the natural, but are young spiritually. They may have been born the last 10, 15 years, last 5 years, or they are desiring a deeper walk in Christ. I just sense that, but they say there's something more in their heart, and they sense something more in their heart. I just sense a prayer for them in my heart. Hannah, would you like to lead in that?
Yes, thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you for every person that's listening to this now and that's going to listen later. We thank you, Lord, that it's not an accident or coincidence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father, that touches their heart. I thank you for a hunger to know you, Father, just like Paul said in Philippians 3:10. He said to know you in the power of your resurrection, Father. That's the importance, is to be with you, to commune with you, to want to hear your voice in every situation. And Father, not just one day out of the week, but Father, their whole life dedicated and consecrated to you. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for drawing them, Father, with the Spirit of God right now, Father, by the Spirit. We thank you, Lord.
Ola masteri kito los tembraste,
erre vo sopra cande, inala monsuta la bambande le kiste. Oh, for the plans that you have, Father, for them before the foundation of the world, Father, that your plans and your purposes, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that those plans have already been made in the heavenlies, Father. Every detail, every situation, for every decision that needs to be made. I thank you, Father. We thank
you,
Father.
Lord. We thank you, Father, that indeed the callings are calling, and you are getting people in their place in you, in your body. And as that a revelation of them abiding in Christ and Christ abiding in them, of that revelation, Father, of the John 17 prayer, that they are one in you and you one and that you are one in them, and that they abide in that vine, and that the life-giving flow of the vine, which is Jesus Christ, is what gives them that power that overcome, that gives them that power to live. It's because the vine lived it. It's because the vine died and was resurrected from the dead and is now seated with in the heavenly places far above principality, power, and might. And they are in that vine, and they are in that place of victory.
Yes,
and Father, I just
Lord.
Thank you for that becoming a realization to them, that become their manna, Father, that victory that is only through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, I thank you for it. I thank you, Father. Oh, Father, that we are not dependent on ourselves, but we are dependent in the word,
yes,
in the vine,
you,
in him, in you, working and manifesting through our body, our temples. Oh, we praise you, Lord.
Praise you,
we
Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
We worship
we
you.
Thank you, Father.
We worship
glory
you.
Your name. We worship
glory
you, Father,
you.
For that.
Thank
we thank you,
Lord.
Father. We thank
Hallelujah.
You for the callings and the revelation
praise
of the Jesus Christ on all
Hallelujah.
Levels, on all levels, on the book of Revelation, in the teaching anointings, and on the personal level of showing himself in us and us in him.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
that's what he's doing right now, Hannah.
Amen.
He's revealing
Thank
himself.
You, Father.
The Holy Spirit is revealing him in our hearts as we open up to him and as we obey.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
those
you,
tender
God.
Nudgings, those sweet nudgings
yes.
all through the day. We just give our attention to him through the day. And whatever we're work at play, We just, we're conscious of Him, and we just say, Father, I'm one in You, and You're one in me. And I like to say it like this, and we work in perfect harmony. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank You.
Glory to God. So
I sense that some people, how do I want to obey, I want to follow, I want to yield, I want to listen. I just believe that you just get quiet and wherever you are listening to this, whenever you can, just get quiet and just listen. Just the Holy Ghost is going to speak to you, because He wants you to know. And He wants you to know whether it's a decision or just to spend time with Him and whatever it is, He knows about it. Mm-hmm. And He knows the things before we ask Him, but He wants us to ask, and He'll show you and you'll know what to do, and the right people and the right places that will help you to follow His call.
You know, this being a new creature in Christ and being a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is the church, which is us corporately and individually. And it says we are made for habitation of God. It's everything is of the Spirit, you know. We're spiritual temples. We're not a building made with hands. Being born a new creature in Christ is of the Spirit. And even our home, heavenly Jerusalem, is in the spirit realm. And so it's who we are. The church is a creation, or is a mystery, mm-hmm. as Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it's so good to meditate, you know, those scriptures in the letters and Romans and 1 Corinthians also, and 2 Corinthians, but Ephesians, Colossians, or Philippians, Colossians, all of those prayers are just so important to know what He has done for us, Hannah. And to meditate that engrafted word, even if you just take one part of that, I notice the Holy Spirit sometimes will just take one part and He'll like engraft that word in me. And it's like doing a really deep, deep thing in there. And I yield to that. This is kind of new in a way. I've been yielding to that when He's grafting that word in me, and it's good to just kind of stay still and just receive it. Sometimes my spirit will kind of like jiggle inside of me, for lack of a better word, as that word is being engrafted into me. Mm-hmm. It says talking about the grafted word is to save your soul, talking about your mind, because our minds aren't born again. So it's so important to receive that engrafted word so our minds and our bodies can function and operate in the full redemption of Jesus Christ. So I know we're getting close here. We've had a wonderful time. Bless you very much. Shalom. Shalom.